I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. BCS Be the Bridge is a local nonprofit organization which was founded by a group of pastors' wives who felt the need for more open discussion about racial discrimination. The group is coming together Wednesday night to host a book discussion on Michelle Alexander's book, The New Jim Crow. We spoke with BCS Be the Bridge coordinator April Williams to find out more about the group and this week's event.
It was founded by Latasha Morrison out of Austin Stone Church. And I can't really speak so much to what her motivations were, other than that she wanted to see racial reconciliation in the church. So when I say the church, I mean sort of like the global church, not just any one particular church. And seeing how really church is still the most segregated hour of the week. And that's ridiculous because we're supposed to be a representation of God's love and how he loves everyone. And we're supposed to be united in that. And so I think Be the Bridge was sort of came out of the idea that we needed to engage with each other and not just surface level, but we need to talk about our differences and celebrate those and then figure out ways to work towards racial equality.
Okay, great. And tomorrow night, Wednesday, you guys are having a book discussion. Can you give us a little bit more information about what book you'll be discussing and then kind of why this event is going on?
Sure. We are doing The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander. And I've read it before for several classes in the sociology department, and it's really good. I think it's really accessible to general readership, not just sociology students or sociology scholars. But it really frames what the new, well, what old Jim Crow was, and then describes how mass incarceration is the new Jim Crow. So talking about how it's still a system of inequality, basically, that's built on the mass incarceration of people of color specifically, and talks about how, you know, the U.S. makes a lot of profit off of the system and how it's a faulty system that really encourages what sociologists call the school-to-prison pipeline for low-income neighborhoods and for students of color. So there's a lot of layers. I'm trying to break it down.
But, yeah, no, that's fine.
That's the general gist of it.
Okay.
And so tomorrow we're going to be talking about, really because it's a mixed group. It's not all academics and it's not all, you know, working people. Mm-hmm. It's great because we're going to just talk about everyone's sort of perspective on the book and then work through anything that people, you know, might have been offended by or they were challenged by or they had a hard time reading or just things that dumped out to people. So just really making sure that we all understand that we're on the same page and looking at, okay, this is a system and what can we do? What's our part in fixing it? And acknowledging that it's broken really is what tomorrow night's all about.
And April, if someone hasn't read the book and obviously might not be able to read it by tomorrow night, is this still a discussion that you think would be beneficial for anyone just to come to? And maybe even if they don't have much to say because they haven't read the book, something that might still be good just to listen in on?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been telling everyone, even if you don't even own the book, you should still come and just listen because we're going to highlight several of the main points from each chapter. So you'll still get the information. We're going to read over it and then we'll discuss it in smaller groups and just figure out, you know, everyone will benefit from coming, even if they haven't read the book.
And April, if somebody just wants to find out more information about BCS Be the Bridge and maybe learn how to get a little bit more involved or if to see if it is something they would like to get involved in, is there a website or maybe a contact that they can reach out to so they can learn a little bit more about it?
Yeah, there's a Facebook page. I think it's just BCS Be the Bridge.
Okay, I'm sure they can just search in the Facebook toolbar and find it.
Yep, absolutely. There's like a closed group, and that's where we have all of our discussions. So you have to request access to that group.
Okay.
But then there's a public page that has all the information about our upcoming events, and that's open to everyone.
Okay. Overall, I guess, what is the goal of this group?
So of our local group, really what we want to do is encourage people to talk about things that are sometimes uncomfortable, which is race. So we want people to think critically about things that they're hearing and seeing on the news, discussions that they're having with their family members, and we want people to engage with people that don't necessarily look like them, and to be able to listen well and intentionally to those ideas, and then be able to communicate other people's perspectives and their own about racial inequality to move us forward from just the point of seeing it on the news or on TV or everywhere to actually taking steps, doing something about it.
Great. Well, April, is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
No, I think that's it. Other than that, I mean, I guess I will add. I'm sorry. I guess I'll add to say for us locally, it's not necessarily a Christian group.
Okay.
But several of the organizers are Christians. And so I think a lot of our motivation comes from the desire to see God's restorative love sort of shared in what we're doing. So, I mean, we're all different races, and we're unified in that. And I think that's one of the best things about BCS Be the Bridge.
Thanks again to BCS Be the Bridge coordinator April Williams for giving us a little bit more information about the group and this week's book discussion. For more information on the group, you can find them on Facebook at BCS Be the Bridge. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.